This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the September 14, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. I'm Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a summary of an article on oncology published today. Dysplastic reactive choroid plexus presenting as an intramedullary tumor of the cervicomedullary junction in a patient with myelomeningocele. A case report by Amit Singla and colleagues. The authors report the unique case of a 22-year-old myelomeningocele patient presenting with progressive pain, decreasing hand function, and lower cranial nerve dysfunction in the context of a slowly enlarging intramedullary mass at the cervicomedullary junction. At surgery, a multinodular mass attached to caudally displaced fourth ventricle choroid plexus was completely removed from an expanded central canal. Histopathological findings were consistent with dysplastic reactive choroid plexus. Postoperatively, the patient experienced relief of pain and improvement in hand strength. Dysplastic structural lesions within the fourth ventricle have been reported in patients with type 2 Chiari malformation. In this paper, the authors present the first case of which they are aware in which dysplastic fourth ventricle choroid plexus was displaced caudally through the obex to become an intramedullary lesion at the cervicomedullary junction. Its subsequent slow enlargement with progressive neurologic deficits may have been secondary to reactive inflammatory changes. The authors note that for patients with myelomeningocele and type 2 Chiari malformation, intramedullary dysplastic reactive choroid plexus should be included in the differential diagnosis of mass lesions in this location. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.